As we respond with thanks and praise, join me in the affirmation of faith. It's printed in the bulletin. It's based on Psalm 121. Together, we look to the mountains for help, but our help always comes from God. God who made heaven and earth and all that is in it. God will not let us fall, for God is always with us. God, protector of Israel, will keep us safe. God will be at our side, shielding us from the sun by day and the moon by night. The Lord will protect us from all danger and will keep us safe. God will protect us as we come and go, now and forever. As we collect the offering this morning, please join me in the prayer of dedication. Lord, we ask that as we give these gifts to you and to your work, that you help us to understand the right ways to use them to further your work in this world. Amen.
Just now realizing that I did not put the communion liturgy in the bulletin. I apologize, and my only excuse is that I was sick this week, so my brain was not working when I did the bulletin, obviously. But we are having communion. As you can see, Matt has it nicely prepared here, as he was supposed to do, and so we will do it regardless of the fact that we don't have the communion liturgy. I think we all know it. I think we all just know it well enough. So I apologize.
We'll wing it.
We'll wing it, yes. We will. But to begin this, and as we prepare ourselves to come to the table, I invite you to share any prayer requests, and I have some here. From Linda, I have prayers for Joe and Gary because they are sick with coughs and fever, and they did go to urgent care this morning. So I hope that they will feel better soon. I feel like everybody in the world is sick. I don't know about you all. From Jennifer, she asks prayers for her brother-in-law, Larry McClure, who is in Houston being treated for his third round of colon cancer. We planned surgery but can't do it. Please pray that the chemo and radiation will give him some respite. We give him a 2 to 3 year prognosis. So please pray for Jennifer's brother-in-law. And also for Jennifer's friend Brett and his family, who Brett lost his battle with cancer a little over a week ago. So please pray for comfort of his family and his friends. We need to pray for Inky, who has had a broken hip and hip surgery this week. And as Matt pointed out, it is on the prayer chain on the email. So if you get the email prayer chain, you can see the details. But she's at Saney Edgewood in room 7,000 something.
I think it was 7904. Yeah. I've got some additional email here. Jenny had emailed Lee. They've got a lot going on, it sounds like. Lee's going to have to get back home, so Tony doesn't have to take time off work. In the meantime, Rona got stuck in a snowstorm in Nashville last night coming home from Inky's sister's funeral, which was in Texas.
Oh, God.
And should get back into town sometime this afternoon. So they've got a lot going on in the family, obviously.
Yeah, thank you for updating. And so Inky not only had hip surgery, but has lost her sister as well. So please keep Inky and her family in your prayers. Prayers for her daughter to get home safely through the snowstorm. Prayers for all of those who are sick, Gary and Joe and Becky and Janet are all out today because they're sick. Prayers for Bill and Dawn and Dan as they return from Nicaragua this week, and Jean as she returns from travels. Are there any other prayer requests we need to share today? Yes, Jack. Oh, dear. So pray for Nita, who is at home, and for Trina Turner, whose niece committed suicide. Thank you, Jack. Please tell Trina that she is in our prayers. Are there any other prayer requests we have today? Then I invite you to come to the table of the Lord. Christ calls us all to join him around this table and to partake of this meal that is special to us because it reminds us of the sacrifice that he made and of the new life that we have because of him. So friends, let us join together in prayer. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O God, our Creator and Redeemer. In your wisdom you made all things and sustained them by your power. You formed us in your image to love and serve you, but we forgot your promises and abandoned your commandments. In your mercy, you did not reject us, but claimed us as your own. When we were slaves in Egypt, you freed us and led us through the waters of the sea. You fed us with the heavenly food in the wilderness and satisfied our thirst from desert springs. On the holy mountain, you gave us your law to guide us in your way. Through the waters of Jordan, you led us into the land of your promise, and you sustained us in times of trial. You spoke through the prophets, calling us to turn from our willful ways to new obedience and righteousness. You sent your only Son to be the way to eternal life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels and with the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. He took upon himself the weight of our sin and carried the burden of our guilt. He shared our life in every way, and though tempted, was sinless to the end. Baptized as your own, he went willingly to his death, and by your power was raised to new life. In his dying and rising, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we lift prayers from this congregation for our world and everything in it which you have created to be good. We pray for Joe and Gary as they are sick with sore throats and fever and have been to urgent care. We pray that they will receive the medications that they need to bring them back to health. We pray for Larry McClure, who is in Houston being treated for his third round of colon cancer. We pray that the radiation and the chemo will give him some respite, that he will have a good life during the 2 to 3 year prognosis that they have given him, and that his family, including Jennifer Beach, will be able to support him and be supported by you during this time. We pray for the family of Brett and for his friend Jennifer, who lost his battle with cancer a little over a week ago. We pray for comfort for his family and friends. We pray for those who are traveling, Dawn and Dan and Bill back from Nicaragua, and Jean back from Arizona. We pray for Inky as she recovers from hip surgery and on the loss of her sister. We pray for Trina Turner, whose niece committed suicide this week. And we pray for all who are suffering from the flu or the cold or just the incredible changes in the weather that we've had that seem to have led to so much sickness. We pray for Becky and Janet as well as Gary and Joe, as they continue to recover from these illnesses. Gracious and loving God, help us to be obedient to your call and to love all your children, to do justice and show mercy, and to live in peace with your whole creation. Guide us through the desert of life. Quench our thirst with the living waters. Satisfy our hunger with the bread of heaven. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my salvation. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for your salvation. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn is "The Spirit Sends Us Forth to Serve," number 2241. Go forth from this place. I hope that you continue to be well, and I hope that all of our other folks will be back with us next week. And I'm touched by the last line of the song we just sung. As we go, let us go to serve in peace, the gospel to proclaim. God's Spirit has empowered us. We go in Jesus' name. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.